live at ACB 2010. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with Candace Covington here with Safe Zone, booth number 50, making some economical tactile strips, right?
Yes, correct.
And what you were saying that's unique here is, I guess other technologies require that the municipalities have to go in and alter their concrete and so forth, which can become costly because then you're bringing in contractors. But you've got a solution to that. So talk about Safe Zone and your products and how they work.
What we do is we have a detectable warning device. We have three different systems. We have a surface applied system, which is a system where there's no anchoring, drilling, or demolition of the concrete required. We use our Safe Zone mastic. We place the mat on top of the mastic, allow the mastic to dry, and away you go. There's no anchoring, drilling, or screws required. Saves the city lots of money on labor. And we also have a new product out here called the Visimat. Our Visimat has a retroreflective component in it. So it does two things. One, it helps the pedestrian. And two, it helps the driver know that they're coming to locations where pedestrians could possibly be standing. And we also have a new wet set system for the cities that do like to tear out the corners and place in the wet set system. It's one of the lightest weight wet set systems on the market. All of our products save money on labor. And depending on the amount used, you can get the full project done for less than $20 a square foot, including installation.
Wow, that's pretty good. So let's, for those of us who may not be familiar with the technology, where might some places where these would be used?
These are used on all entrances and exits of buildings where there's zero curb face, where a pedestrian could walk into vehicular traffic. They're used on all street corners, crosswalks, transit centers.
Right, platforms or subway rails, yes. Systems, things of that sort.
Train platforms, subway rails, bus stops, yes, things of that nature.
And so these mats, are these pretty durable? I mean, how long can these last?
We've had mats up to about 10 years.
Okay.
In certain locations, they'll last longer. Moisture isn't really a problem because it is cement. And that is the beauty of this product. Because it is all cement-based, it doesn't bubble or lift. When concrete gets hot, it expands, and then when it cools, it contracts. So therefore, when this product's placed with the mastic, it becomes one with the concrete. It will expand and contract at the same rate, eliminating bubbling or lifting, which can become a trip hazard.
So who are your clients then? I would guess municipalities or actual transit authorities? Or what about construction companies that might use this? Or who are your clients?
A little bit of everyone. We do municipalities. We've done school districts. We've done shopping centers. We've done it in front of restaurants. We've done it in front of large corporations, such as like Lowe's or Home Depot, things of that nature.
Wow, very cool. And this could be a nice tactile warning for approaching things like revolving doors and just things that might be hazardous. So folks detect that mat and say, hey, you know, I need to think twice about, you know, what I'm approaching here.
Yes, definitely. You can find out as much information as you'd like at www.adasafezone.com. There's even an installation video for those of you who would be interested in hearing about it.
Well, very cool, Candace. Thanks a lot. ADASafeZone.com is the place for that. They're at booth 50 if you hear this before the convention is over. Live at Cerro Talk at ACB 2010, this is Michael Loft.